Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's a shell of a town. Turtles, evil chain reaction. Turtles living underground. Ninjutsu action. It's a shell of a town. Turtles count it off. Okay. So, the Turtles have been around for generations. It's kind of weird to think that the Ninja Turtles have been around for like 30 years or something or more. Because I specifically remember being around during the first iteration of the Turtles. Yes, it was a comic book. And then a couple years later, it was a TV show. It was a TV show that we all grew up with. And we all remember those early Turtles episodes, like, you know, where they introduced Shredder, they introduced Baxter Stockman. And then second season, third season, they kind of ran out of ideas. And they introduced characters like Ray Filet or Mondo Gecko or, you know, I can't even fucking remember. But this new Turtles, this new movie, The Ninja Turtles, it borrows from those later seasons. Those seasons where you're like, I don't give a fuck about Ray Filet. But they decided to start with that instead of Shredder, which, number one, that sucks. And number two, they deballed all of the bad guy characters. Like, Bebop and Rocksteady are there, but they become the Turtles' friends. It's like, what? And the movie, the soundtrack. So everyone's like, it's a great soundtrack. It's a rap soundtrack with these cheesy 80s synth bookends by Trent Reznor, but they come across like something out of a video game. So it's either rap music or cheesy video game music. So that's not quite what I would expect from the Ninja Turtles. And the Ninja Turtles saying things like dope or how they liked Missy Elliott. I was rolling my eyes constantly throughout this film. And this film is always trying to be funny. Like, Seth Rogen made it, and it shows because there's no, like, pensive pause or reflection. It's just gag after gag after gag, and none of them fucking hit. Turtles try to be zany and playful with each other, but it just comes across as disconnective, eye-rolling, at least for someone my fucking age. I don't know. I don't know who this was supposed to appeal to. Maybe, like, five-year-olds or Gen, whatever the fuck, Z, millennials, I don't know. But this isn't the Turtles that I grew up with. Donatello, what's up with his puberty blockers? Why does he sound like a fucking five-year-old boy? What is up with that? Aren't they supposed to be 15 years old in this? So Donatello, what? No, they ruined one of my favorite characters. Fuck you. Two, I don't know. April. Let's go to April. Now, she's black, whatever, but she has a fucking fupa, the fat under pussy area. Come on. She's fucking huge. Like, she's not attractive. And then she's in high school. They change all of the fucking background of the characters. And I was really disappointed in this film. By the end of the film, like, even though there's a character that wants to capture them and, like, take their blood and shit and is looking for them, somehow they're able to go to school at the end of the film with normal human beings. Nobody bats an eye. They're all like, yeah, Ninja Turtles, cool. And there's no threat. Like, that's a big plot hole. Where did the woman go who was trying to fucking capture them? And them going to school with the normal kids, like, living a normal life. That seems like such an Alvin and the Chipmunks Chipwrecked moment. You know what I mean? Like, puff fucking Lees. There's no fucking way that would happen. The best part of the Turtles is that they have to be not seen by the general public. They're stealth. That was a part of their MO. And they've taken that away to make them these wisecracking idiots. It's very disappointing. And I would say, you know, Matt asked me a question. He said, is this worse than Elemental? I would have to say yes, only because I actually cared about the Turtles once upon a time. Maybe now I don't care so much. It's very loose. And so is this adaptation. There's no Shredder. There's no real stakes. Everything is just a big gag. And let's see if I can fucking remember any of the other problems. So the animation. Now, anything in the foreground or the distant background looks like it's something out of like a storyboard. Only the main action looks decently animated. Everything else looks like you took a Sharpie and you kind of just drew a couple lines here and there. Now, I've never seen Spider-Verse, but I can guarantee you, because this is in that style of animation, I can guarantee you that I will never fucking see any of those goddamn Spider-Verse movies if this is what they're like. All of the humans looked deformed except for April. I guess she looked deformed too in her own way, but they looked like somebody had fucking pummeled them. They looked like they needed to go to the hospital or something. Every single human looks like shit. And why did they have to give Splinter a love interest at the end of the film and then set it up so all of the mutants are friends at the end so they can have their little TV show? It's like, how will Bebop and Rocksteady live with the turtles in their lair? Tune in. It sounds like fucking Three's Company meets Ninja Turtles. This whole movie was just set up for the TV show. And you know, I can't think of anything else right off the bat, but I know I must have rolled my eyes like 20 times during this film. Don't go see it in the theater. Wait. All that shit that you read online where they're like, this is the best, this is awesome, I love it. I bet you they're like fucking 11 years old and their number one movie is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse or whatever the hell. So don't wait. Just wait to see it. Don't go see it. And you will thank me. Because it really is not, it doesn't do the turtles any service. I hope that they stop. It better not fucking do good. 1.5 out of 5. 1.5. 1.5 stars out of 5. That's bad. I'm really ashamed that I saw this in the theater. I feel like I needed a bag over my head so nobody could recognize me. So thanks, guys, for making me see this movie. I appreciate it. And peace.